Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Adolf Wutzke, W-U-T-Z-K-E. Address is 2070 County Road J, Willis, California, 95988, phone 530-934-7353, ID is XXXXXX1873, date of birth 6/21/1934, 88-year-old widowed retired man, insurance is Medicare / United Healthcare, pharmacy is Walmart-Willows, it is addressed to Cynthia Barbo, B-A-R-B-O, nurse practitioner, Orland Clinic, 1361 Cortina Drive, Orland, California, 95963-2402, phone 530-865-3400, fax 530-865-3386. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for history of impaired cognition. Dear Cynthia and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mr. Adolf Wutzke for a neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Adolf was seen today with in review of your progress notes and referral and his clinical history with findings of cardiovascular disease, comma, microcytic hypochromic anemia, parenthesis, December 2021, pulmonary imaging findings of advanced emphysema, subparagraph clinical history requiring oxygen for exertion during the day. New paragraph, no nocturnal pulmonary evaluation known. New paragraph, apparent history of angina pectoris treated. Dyslipidemia, significant heart disease with apparent arrhythmia dash treated, GERD, arthritis, neuromuscular weakness, symptoms of vertigo, unintentional weight loss, parenthesis, pulmonary insufficiency, question mark, end parenthesis, dyspnea on exertion, recent history of, quote, retching, unquote, new paragraph, previous history of multiple falls, new paragraph. Current medications listed vertically, amiodarone 200 milligrams daily, Dr. B-E-R-G-E-S, bumetanide 1 milligram daily, Dr. Brar, B-R-A-R, M-E-T-O-R-O-L-O, L, 25 milligrams twice daily. Pantoprazole, 400 milligrams daily. Dr. Lee. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Dr. Lee. F-I-N-E-S-T-E-R-I-D-E, 5 milligrams daily. Prostate, Dr. Lee. medical allergies, penicillin, new paragraph, past medical history, history of bleeding disorder, cataracts, glaucoma, heart disease, hernia, dyslipidemia, prostate problems, ulcers, new paragraph, infectious disease history, remote appendicitis, bronchitis, chickenpox, measles, pneumonia, tonsillitis, new paragraph, systematic review of symptoms, general. He reports a history of recurrent chills, dizziness, fever, forgetfulness, headaches, reduced sleep, reduced weight, nervousness, numbness, and diaphoresis. Subparagraph, he describes diaphoresis copiously at night. Subparagraph, he reports no recent chest x-ray. New paragraph, EENT, he has blurred vision, difficulty swallowing, transient episodes of dizziness, glaucoma, headaches, reduced hearing, nasal pruritus, loss of hearing, persistent cough, tinnitus, sinus disease, rhinitis, flashing visual halos, history of eye disease or injury. New paragraph, endocrine. He reports his skin is increasingly dry and he has more cold intolerance. New paragraph. Respiratory. He reports lung disease, chronic frequent cough, history of pleurisy-pneumonia, cardiovascular. He has chest pain / angina, difficulty ambulating two blocks, history of coronary disease, hypertension, dyspnea on exertion, orthopnea, distal swelling in the lower extremities, irregular heartbeat, reduced circulation, history of tachycardia, symptoms of dyspnea at night when sleeping, gastrointestinal, he reports reduced appetite, change in bowel habits, flatulence, gallbladder disease, hemorrhoids, history of hepatitis, indigestion, nausea, painful bowel movements, rectal bleeding, stomach pain, stomach ulcer, new paragraph, genitourinary, he reports nocturia, multiple nocturnal arousals, frequent urination, kidney trouble, hematological, he gives a history of slow healing after cuts, no bleeding after surgery, no abnormal bruising, new paragraph, locomotor musculoskeletal, he has difficulty with ambulation, he reports neuromuscular weakness, new paragraph. Neck, no symptoms reported. New paragraph. Respiratory, no. Skin, he reports some abnormal pigmentation in his distal lower extremities. New paragraph, male genital urinary, he stands 5 feet 6 inches tall, he weighs 142 pounds. He reports being up to void at least 2 times per night. The force of his urinary stream has decreased. He has had prostate infections recently. He has difficulty with bladder emptying. His last prostate and rectal exam were reported to be in 2018. Sexual function, he's not sexually active, he reports previous satisfactory sexual life. He reports age-related sexual contraceptive. New paragraph, he denied a history of discomfort with intercourse. New paragraph, he reports no exposures to transmissible sexual disease. Sexual disease risk factors or illness.
This guy's huge.
Mental health. He denied any mental health symptoms. Neuropsychiatric, he denied psychiatric referral or care, history of convulsions, fainting, or paralysis. New paragraph, personal safety. He does not live alone. He does report frequent falls. He has visual slash hearing difficulty. He has completed an advanced directive. He denies exposures to mental, verbal, or physical abuse, threatening behaviors, or sexual abuse, period. New paragraph, personal and family health history. He was born on June 21st, 1934. He's 88 years old and right-handed. New paragraph, his father died at age 64 with heart failure. His mother died at age 75. He has a 79-year-old sister in poor health. New paragraph, his wife died at age 84. New paragraph, he has three children. All daughters, ages 59, 61, and 63, in fair to good health. New paragraph, he reported a family history of arthritis, asthma, heart disease, hypertension, and trichinosis in himself, mother, father, and brother. New paragraph, he denied a family history of bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He completed 4 years of college in 1957 and 3 years of postgraduate education in 1967. New paragraph, social history and health habits. He is widowed. He reports taking alcohol, quote, moderately, one beverage every 3 to 4 weeks. He does not smoke. He does not use recreational substances. He is not living with his spouse. There are dependents at home. Subparagraph, he was attended today in the office by his daughter. New paragraph, occupational concerns. None are reported. He describes his occupation as capital M, capital E. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He denies a history of fractures. He does have a previous history of concussion with loss of consciousness. He's had serious illnesses and injuries. From 2018 to 2019, new paragraph operations and hospitalizations. He has had a blood transfusion in 2013. Both knees were replaced 1997 through 2019 without complication. Left hip was replaced in 2019-2020 without complication. Cholecystectomy was accomplished in 2021. Pneumonia was treated in 2022. New paragraph. He reports ongoing medical care, particularly for his heart problems, 1995 to the present, and worsening. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. First paragraph, general. He reports change in his sense of smell and taste, dizziness, fatigue, reduced concentration, lightheadedness, loss of appetite, disequilibrium, reduced hearing, reduced memory, and tinnitus. New paragraph, head. He denied neuralgia, but reports constant headache, pain in the back of his head, typically relieved by, quote, time, unquote. He describes two episodes of blackouts. First in 2020, without warning, awakening with a sore head afterwards, post-ictal symptoms lasting 2 weeks, no further spells, no family history of similar episodes. New paragraph, neck. He describes no neuralgia, but reports reduced motor strength in both hands. He denies numbness, but reports intermittent pain in the back of his head, right arm, and joints. His pain is in the back of the skull, rare 2 to 3 times a year, relieved by time. New paragraph. He denied stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. New paragraph. Upper back and arms. He denied current neuralgia or numbness, but describes intermittent occasional irritating pain, improved with time, myospasm in his hands, stiffness in his hands, and swelling in his hands with arthritis. No paresthesias. New paragraph. Middle back. He denied symptoms, low back. He reported weakness in his legs, shoulders. He denied neuralgia, but reported intermittent pain that is frequent and variable, 2-4/10 analog pain scale. No paresthesias or tingling, but some weakness that is relieved by time or nothing. Elbows. He reports no neuralgia, but reports intermittent pain seldom hurts, right elbow, 2 to 3 times per month, 1 to 2 weeks, in that is every 1 to 2 weeks, 0 to 2/10, radiation to the shoulder. New paragraph. He describes paresthesias, relieved by time, weakness, not relieved by anything. New paragraph, wrists. He denied neuralgia. He didn't, new paragraph. Hips. He denied paresthesias or weakness. New paragraph, ankles. He reports neuralgia relieved by time, intermittent pain associated with excessive fluid in his ankles, variable day to week, very swollen at times, without radiation, associated with tingling with water retention, improved with medical treatment for edema, at times associated with weakness. New paragraph, feet. He denied neuralgia but reported intermittent pain, soreness. Location up to his knees, variable, 1 to 4 days per week, mild in severity, without paresthesias, with some weakness, improved with time. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms, not neuromusculoskeletal, this should be neurological. New paragraph, he reports recent difficulties in recollection, difficulties in spelling, difficulties in writing, and difficulties in recollection of reading. Sometimes difficulties in relating verbal information and speech. New paragraph. His neurological examination today shows he's alert, oriented, pleasant, no apparent distress, but concerned about the mental difficulties he's experiences. His immediate, recent, and remote memories were otherwise preserved. His daughter assisted him in recollection of some of the difficulties that she has observed in his experience. New paragraph. His thinking is otherwise logical, oriented, and without unusual ideation. Cranial nerves, too, are normal, but he appears to have some form of strabismus, wearing eyeglasses, but he is unaware of visual diplopia or visual blurring. His face shows no motor asymmetry. Sensation is preserved. His palate elevates symmetrically. His tongue protrudes without deviation, atrophy, or fasciculations. New paragraph. He does give a history of difficulties with swallowing more solids than liquids, and there has been a change in his voice with hypophonia. New paragraph. Speech today is appropriate and quiet, and without linguistic substitutions. New paragraph. Sternocleidomastoid and trapezius link are 5 or 5 bilaterally. New paragraph. Motor examination. Manual testing in the upper and lower extremities demonstrates preserved bulk, relatively slightly reduced strength with a pronation on the left and drift. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are reduced at the Achilles, reduced at the patella, parenthesis, surgical reduction, end parenthesis, trace at the Achilles. Subparagraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes remains unremarkable, except for bilateral, mild to moderate palmomental responses bilaterally in the upper extremities. New paragraph, his sensory examination remains preserved to touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, ambulatory examination shows preserved ambulation, heel and toe with some ataxia on tandem, but an otherwise unsteady Romberg. New paragraph, cerebellar / extrapyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements are accomplished with some discoordination, no halting characteristics. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers. Demonstrates asymmetric increased tone in the right upper and lower extremity compared to the left. New paragraph, no tremor is identified at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Adolf Wurzky presents with a clinical history of cognitive decline and M and CT brain imaging findings suggesting cerebral degeneration that may be age and atherosclerotic dementia, atherosclerotic vascular dementia related. New paragraph. His most recent symptoms, however, suggest further cognitive decline for which further evaluation testing will be completed. New paragraph recommendations. Stay have given him the quality of life questionnaires from the National Institute of Health for a more elaborate evaluation of his impairment. New paragraph. Normally, we would schedule him for a high-resolution 3D neuroquant imaging study, but I cannot do that at this time since he has a pacemaker, and which would not probably tolerate a 3 Tesla magnet MR imaging unit. New paragraph, we will obtain the data from his pacemaker card and information for tolerance for MR imaging and probably schedule him for MR imaging at the Enloe North Valley MR Imaging Center. New paragraph. Given his clinical history and clinical symptoms, another medical evaluation needs to be done. New paragraph. I would recommend number one, reevaluation chest X-ray, and I would suggest with his productive cough that he has a culture to exclude chronic infectious disease. New paragraph, we will refer him for in-lab sleep study for evaluation of his dysomnia, considering the fact that he may need further treatment. New paragraph, he will eventually require neurological laboratory evaluation for cognitive decline and dementia, which will be ordered as we move forward with his evaluation and treatment recommendations. New paragraph, today I have discussed treatment of his findings with him, anticipating that we will find that he has progressive cerebral degeneration requiring medical treatment. Subparagraph, I've discussed with his family that I will initiate treatment when we have further information upon return. And then sign respectfully with my professional signature.